Last week, we spoke about where is the Makor, where is the source in the Adam, the Kriyas HaNefesh, from a mensch, from Midas Bitachin. At the end of the Da'av, last week, we brought the Gzar of the Chazon Ish, which is the basic Torah Taishim, what is Bechal Bitachin. We do the Divrei Chazon Ish, beginning of Erev Beis, and the Bitachin, with Maskiya, the Taishim Bitachin, the Bitachin assume that it's guaranteed the outcome, we know for sure the outcome, we could assume. We can rely on Hashem, the outcome is going to be 100% good, 100% what we call good. Like the Chazon Ish, it can't be. We're not in the view. Yeah. It can't be. Like the Chazon Ish, kosher when it's bad, then the Ruach, goyro, ha'os, it ain't ha'os and mucha. Mi yedea mishpat Hashem, who knows it is bad. Chazon Ish is meramis. We're not in the room, so we can't know the outcome. And also the mishpat Hashem, cheshbainus, is meramis the fact that this. Sometimes gmul, chatoim, Kadosh Baruch Hu can have all kinds of cheshbayim. So that's not what the tachin is. What is the other tachin? So we saw the hemshech, the loshim, the chazon ish. Tachin is when a person is met with a mikra. He's met with a situation where in the world of mikra teva, it looks very bleak. He just walked home, he asked him a sonogram, and the nurse, the doctor, just told him, we found something, it looks like a defect. Looks like 98% your child's going to have major retardation. You're in the second month of pregnancy. You just got a call from your son in yeshiva, and he's in the middle of negotiations with the manal. The manal wants to kick him out of yeshiva. Okay, this is a case, a mikra, where it was very scary. Zot b'chazon ish, in such a situation, when the person reminds himself, Shakol mi'ita yizbarach, bein l'toy bein l'muta, v'ashashoyrish emunose mafiga pachdosa. And then there's emunah, the sherish of emunah, the ilan of his emunah, it produces for him, it sobers his pachat, and gives him oimitz lahamin b'efsharas atzala. He doesn't know for sure it's going to be good, he doesn't know for sure his son's not going to keep that yeshiva. He doesn't know for sure that his baby's going to be okay, but he has an efsharas atzala. Beforehand, it looks like 98% chance his son, who knows his child's going to be, or what's going to be. Now, he believes. 50-50. Shame the fun of the tia l'ra yoyf and the tia l'toyva. In yin zeh yikoyem l'izdeh v'toch. I come, that's door of the chasen ish. And we start, I think we mentioned last week, l'chor, if they ask a question of chasen ish, in order to get down to what is the hagdor of the tochen, l'chor, there's a nashayv and it's bakeshev. Right? If he's the chasen ish, l'chor, the smad of chasen ish, very stark. The tochen can't be that we know we don't have an avua, we're not guaranteed the outcome, we can't know for sure the outcome. So what is the tachin? It changes it from 98% bad to 50-50. Chilu zeh yikra. There is a double part, but the entire taicha b'tachin, kishmoikinu b'tachin means a guarantee, insurance security. B'tachin means that there's a full security. What the chavis levavos is magdir, shalvas hanefesh, minuchas hanefesh. When a person's in a matzav, such a matzav where he's so scared, and now how is he supposed to, he's got his 9 months of pregnancy. How is he supposed to function the next 7 or 8 months? The only thing that can afford him is midas b'tochen, a security. There has to be some sort of guarantee. If the fiddich has an ish, the suffix is still there. It's still 50-50. Yeah, you sound like a k'tei yeshiva and your mind is racing. And then what happens? He's going to go off the derech, the whole, everything, and he's going to kalki yodakit. It's still 50-50. So, shrek they help, but maybe at the end of the day, this is bitachin. Avada is not bitachin. Avada, you said that's in taicha bitachin, can't be bitachin. And if you need a raya, there's a raya. A mokka. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, and the oil is per Jud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, talks about different things in Nevi'im, etc. The Mishnah talks about something called habitach. The Mishnah says, habitach einu mevi et atum. What is bitach? Zach to the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos. B'tach is bin yiboywit min ha-koyfuch mei ha-chaloy. Kedei shekashe mashkif ha-mashkif min ha-eshna hu nisma ha-chaloy tabin. There was a rock, a slab of a rock that was jutting out of the wall right in front of the windowsill. And you used to look at the windowsill, you used to look at waiting for somebody, the windowsill, you could lean on that. Dr. Rambam, v'alkenu nikri b'tach min boiteach ba-Hashem. Pasuk in Tilim Kof Al-Khez. Dr. Rambam, why is it called b'tach? This is boiteach ba-Hashem. What is the Rambam saying? This is the tzir of what bitachon is. It's like a rock. It's as fast, as solid, as concrete as a rock. Bitachon is something you could rely on 100%. Just like the bitach in the mission. So, where is bitachon? What does bitachon give you that security, the full security, that full reliance that you're supposed to be talking, supposed to afford the mensch, the shavat ha-nefesh, the serenity, the calmness, and the miluchas ha-nefesh. We're in that. Oh. So, let's try a little bit, boy, a little bit, what's following the Kriyush in the Malach of the Chazanish. He's mostly last week, he spoke of that. That the source of Midas B'Tochen is not exist. It's not the Mokum, we spill Midas B'Tochen is not the Seichel. As a matter of fact, it's for the Seichel and it's a Klech Mikrechas HaNefesh, you might call it an emotion. The Mokum isn't the way, you're a Marach in there. But tonight you want to be Moses. And not only is the Ma'alach B'Tochen not sourced in the Seichel, it's not rooted in the Seichel. The Seichel is actually, in a certain way, the greatest stealer, the greatest conflicting force to Midas B'Tochen. It's almost as if Midas B'Tochen and Seichel, in a certain way, are Shnei Tzorei Zuvazeh. The biggest enemy, the biggest force that we're going to have to deal with, the Hemshech of Adam, the Hemshech of Avodah B'Tochen, is going to be HaSeichel. HaSeichel, which is our crown, it is the biggest enemy and the scariest part of Seichel. Seichel and B'Tochen are two different roots. And you have to develop this nekuda to understand what B'Tochen is. Well, first I want to show a few makor that we see. That it's Zelu Mazeh, Seichel, and B'Tochen are Zelu Mazeh. One of the basic makor from Indian B'Tochen in the Torah, the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, the Pasuk says, B'Tches, B'Gimel, Tomim, Tihiyem Hashem Elikecha, Tomim Tihiyem Hashem Elikecha, Zok Rashi, It's Halech Imoy B'Tmimus, Go with Tzimus. Don't be so weird. It's a sapalot. B'loi tachter achar ha-sidus. The Rashi, put all your hope in Hashem. B'loi tachter ha-sidus. Don't make such a chesh-bain about all the ha-sidus. Ha-lo kol ma shabo alecho, yovi alecho, kabel b'tmim. Ve'oz tia amul yu l'chilko. So a lot of things in this Rashi, we'll see this in the Hemshel Rav. But this idea of the Yina B'tochen, how does the Torah say Tomim? What's Tomim? Tomim is a Tam. Tam is a Tam. We know Tam, Tam and Agoda. Tam always, that's Nimus. It represents a certain malach of no seichel, lack of seichel, a simpleton. A person is almost naive, a pesi. So there's a difference between the Tam and a pesi. Abakaponim, a Tmimus, in a certain way, the seichel is a little bit shut off. And there's a mavur over here that the Indian B'Tochen is a little bit shutting off the seichel. Like making a shutdown on the seichel. Avada, that can't be totally. You have to explain that a little bit. It's hard to show. You can't shut down totally the seichel. But this is the first mocker that B'Tochen is different halach than seichel. If you're talking about Torah, saying Avurabba, you're saying Shabbat Shachu v'Chov at the Lamdim Chukei Chaim. Talk to the Mefarshim. What does it mean? Where do we see Avurabba Shachu v'Chov? It means Naseh v'Nishma. It means the Klai Yisrael said Naseh v'Nishma at the Lamdim Chukei Chaim, and that's Chus. They were. Taught the Torah, they were given the Torah. And they were signed to the famous Gemara, on Shabbos, that pay chesed in the days. But it's two key tainas. To Rav, I'm a psisa, your walled nation. Logically, how could you say Nas in the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, no, we are Shalim. Rav answers him, Tumas, the Pasuk says, Tumas, Yisharim, Tanachim. Again, the Lashon Tamimas. We are Tumas, Yisharim, Tanachim, Zakurashi. Also, Rashi, we have to get to Behemshech. Maybe the Karashi, Zakurashi. In Salachnu Imoy Betoim Lev Kiderach Oisem Avna V'Samachnu Alav Shalit and then B'Davar Shalinu Chalamad Bar. We should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We knew He wouldn't give us something that is going to be higher than HaKadosh. So to get back to the Rashi B'Hemshech Tavadim. However, the Lashon again is two Mas Yisharim Tanchen Bavu Abi Yisainu Shabbat Kador Shteitov B'Tochen and Tmimus go hand in hand. Hari Tmimus is not going with Seichel. In a certain way, Tmimus is blotting out the Seichel. Well, again, I have to explain this. What does it mean? A person doesn't stand for Machi Seichel. I have to explain that all of this is, we're showing that B'Tochen is a different Mahalach than Seichel. And then, this is the flourish of the Mishnah with the Goy. This is what we want to base on tonight. Zokh Shleim HaMelech in Mishnah, Gimel Pasuk, Pasuk Shteik, B'tach El Hashem B'chol Libecho De'el Binoscha Al Tishoy. There's a tzivui, an Indian from B'Tochen, and Achav Shteit B'chol Libecha, it's a deer for the guy. And B'Tochen has to be with the ganze leiv, There'll be no schar tishiyayin. What is the vice versa? What is the kancho? What is the other side? It's a flip side. It's two sides of a coin. Either you're relying on your seichel, or you're relying on bitachin and Hashem. It's one of the two. Bitachin and Hashem is a mahalich of not al bino schar tishiyayin. Let's read the Gaon. The Gaon said, as a diak in the pasuk that Shlomo Melech spoke out, b'chol libech. Zok the Gaon. There's an added stress. Ayinu shi'alib chasholim b'midas ha'adachim b'loy b'mikhtasalik. With do you can in Shlomo Melech the musik of the Yom Shem partially, but also body laid in Apatachim Shem. What's it saying on the Seich? Zok the Gaon. Well, be not chal tishon shalei teimer heftach b'Hashem. Ach ani mechuyir la'asoyis u'lishoyin gam ha'sichli. I have to use my Seich also. I'm going to rely, lean on a little bit my Seich. L'chein omer sha'al tishoyin. Afibu b'toris mish'enis. Hashem is something you lean on a little bit. Lo yeh l'chosich. Lo betach v'Hashem b'chol yibecho. Shtei tov. F. When a person wants to go to betachin, he has to go out of the root of seichel, out of the mahalos of seichel, out of the gang of seichel. And the seichel is not even supposed to be even a mish'enis. What's the nazi? What's the yisoid? What's the yisoid? At the tachin, the mahalos of simut, it's afkof from seichel. Going out of Abinotcha of Yishon, shots like this. Let's go back to the situation we just reminded you. Many situations, Father. You just came back from the ultrasound and you got a terrible report. And Shrekless, your wife is Shrekless, you're Shrekless. You're worried about the baby, you're worried what's going to be, you don't know what's going to be. And then you have to continue on life. You continue on the rest of the family. You have seven more kids. You have to say Shia tomorrow. You have to go into the office tomorrow. Your wife is going to have a hard job. We cannot get invited. We cannot get invited. But you get this call from the school, from Yeshiva, from Yeshiva. Your son is getting kicked out again, and they're threatening to kick him out totally. All of a sudden, your wife, you know, starts going up and down. You have no idea what's going to be. There are two immediate feelings. First, there's a feeling of emotion. First of all, there's the fear of the unknown, the very face. Just life got unsettled. Life was calm. Life was anchored now. Just got unsettled. And maybe it's more than that. Not only is time unsettled, it's not only a fear of the unknown, but it looks bad. It looks fucking terrible. It looks gefährlich. It looks like the stabber, 98% chance. Life is going to change for the bad. Life is going to change for the bad. In the Mahalach of Seichel, what happens to the Mahalach of Seichel? What happens when a person's Seichel is pale on the surface or a certain person's Seichel is on? How does the Seichel work? The Seichel works, like we quoted, Lashon the Rambam, the Seif Shemitah and Yavol. Rambam's Lashon is, the Seichel is the Mahalach of Cheshbonis HaRab, Rabbis Mashavos Ravish. The Seichel is the Mahalach of Cheshbonis HaRab. The beauty of the Seichel. The Seichel has an unbelievable, uncanny ability to make Cheshbonis upon its calculations upon calculations. One after another after another. The Seichel. In this moment of fright, in this moment of scare and doubt, in this moment of darkness, everything looks so bleak, the Seichel starts to search for ways to repair the situation. Search the ways that Vava take away that the fact that it's leaning to the bad, and the Iker to settle everything, to secure everything. The Seichel starts searching for plans of how to fix everything up, to guarantee that the situation, to bring back the calmness, the anchor, the bosses, the basis, the feeling of settledness in life. The Seichel either tries to go to outside sources, to use money, to use connections, to doctors, to people with connections, to the yeshiva. The Seichel sometimes starts to go and plant. Oh, but what's the tzara shava of the Seichel? The Seichel goes Seichelik. The Seichel tries to take care of this scary situation in the Mahalach of Seichel. And the Seichel works derech hechocha, derech calculations, derech proofs, the way it could discern, the way it could come to a maskana, that everything is aleidik, that everything is taken care of, everything is in the Mahalach of Seichel. And this is where you're headed for a very cloudy future. Because in such situations as this, and even more simple situations, the Seichel can't really do the job. The Seichel can't really do the job, because the Seichel taka, bimavara, and the mafkia, all the risks over here, all of the dangers that exist. What's the time? First of all, the Seichel is not a chol yachol. The Seichel might come up with a plan, but the Seichel is totally on the Seichel. That's all. The Bay's definitely a situation, the Sechel Taka can't be Maspik. Yeah. How are you going to do that? Let's just take, you know, we're talking about the Hemshek about it, let's just take Corona, what we have on the table, a little bit. Until someone gets a vaccine, until someone guarantees, is anyone going to Mavar al-Piderek ha-Sechel 100%? Is anyone going to be able to remove beyond the shadow of a doubt al-Piderek ha-Sechel that the Corona is not going to come back again? No. So how are you going to go later? How are we going to ever get out of this? My thumb will only even find a vaccine. I'm not getting into that right now. The seichel doesn't do the job in such situations. And that's why a person is left with stress, with anxiety, with fear, all everything that the seichel affords him. Zach the Goyim, Zach Shleinach, Albinoscha Altishayim. We'll see. It doesn't mean that your seichel doesn't make a status, your seichel doesn't. But the Nishan, every person in life, we spoke about the beginning of the Vadim, he needs an anchor. He needs to feel when he's functioning, when he's going through his day, he needs to feel he has strong ground, strong karka to stand on. And when you meet such situations of this fear and this doubt, you come unsettled. The natural reaction, like we said, was that your seichel is the one that provides you. Either your seichel has its own plan, or your seichel has a plan to talk to Pliny. It has a good plan to talk to use the money, to use the connections, to the chule. Your shayin, your nishan on your seichel, your nishan parshin on your seichel. The ikar and the kudas of the going, this is the Mashiach Melech, this is the big, you have to place something else, there's a different anchor. What's the mish'enes? The mish'enes can't be the seichel even partially. What you have to rely on, the banking is on the bitachin. It's a very chash nekuda. We bank on things. We bank on the seichel. Hagav Amayim HaMuzga is always amazing. At the Lashon, the Sprach, we use and we bank on. What are you banking on? Well, the source of that is bank, is money in the bank. It means by Americans that the ultimate thing that you can rely on, the ultimate expression of things is money in the bank. That's the ultimate unmovable thing on the rock. The rock, the tour in the world is money in the bank. That's the expression of bank. But in Yanenu, getting back to Yanenu, where a person's banking on, he doesn't realize is that when the seichel's toil, he banks on the seichel and the different routes that the seichel has, the plans of action that the seichel has. Bitochin is, you have to go away from that. You have to leave that world. You have to enter a world that's called the Olam HaBitochin. What is this Olam HaBitochin? Let's start a little bit tonight. The Olam HaBitochin starts like the Chasam Rishis Maramis. There's something called an Olam HaMikra, which we, without thinking too much, this is the world we live in. This is the natural world. There's an order in the natural world. There's facts and there's statistics. There's a cause and an effect. Yes, when you see such a defect on the ultrasound, it's 98% chance your child's not going to make it. And then you could add on all the cheshbonos, what chance that your wife's going to go into depression. There's so many different facts, and you could look at all the results and the ramifications from that. That's in the world of cause and effect. That's an Olam HaTeva. The Olam HaTeva has a whole entire world of a cause and effect. If this happens, that happens. It's a chain of reaction. That is the Olam HaTeva. Then there's the world of Hashkacha. There's a world of Hashkacha process, which maybe in the future we have more Marachim. There's a world of Hashkacha process where what decides is not necessarily the deciding factor, is not necessarily the Chalal, the Teva. But the scientists want to grow in Hashem. And in that world of Hashkacha Pratis, the fact is, the causing factors are totally different value system. Mitzvahs and Avelus have a tremendous Hashkacha. Schusim, sometimes Schus others, sometimes different other Schusim that come from other people. Tfilas, Cheshbonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yuchud, different things are factors. Not only is not the Teva factor, it's totally, it starts from a different point. Zot Chazanish, when you're met with a situation which in the Olam HaTeva looks very dire, looks very bleak, looks like leaning to the dark, remind yourself. Zot Chazanish, he starts with the word 50-50, that shows that's all. Remind yourself, you're in the world of Hashkacha, and Hashkacha process. Zot Chazanish, nothing changed between the moment before you heard the report from the doctor's office and ask you to talk to him. This is what he's saying. It's beautiful. Before you walked into the doctor's office, before you got the call from Yeshiva, okay, mitzad, the Olam HaTeva, nothing looked scary, but mitzad, Hashkacha, Was there a chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could all of a sudden create something? Yeah. I even see that. Look at Corona. Who thought it would have happened? In a second, everything changed. In a second, everything changed. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon with you because of an Aveiro, you have the Piroin Choy, even before you walked into the doctor's office, even before you got that call, you could have been who knows what. So why were you calm? The third is because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have to worry about that. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zot the Chazon Ish, nothing changed. Someone who's able to move himself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the same exact thing that happened before the doctor's office remains after the doctor's, after the report. It's just, if everything's totally in Rotan Hashem and the Teva can't be Machriach, if everything's totally in Hashem, it's just as likely as now the result is going to end up on the bad side as before. Wait, we're going to talk about this. Nothing's Muftach yet. Oh, but one thing is, nothing changed. Just as secure as you felt before, you should feel secure now. Because you're indeed totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, what does that mean? At the end of the day, it's not secure. Oh, so here's an akuda. Can you, let's add on. How do I get to this world of Bitachon? How do I get out of the Mahalach of Seichel? How do I get the Seichel, which is caught and twisted into the world of Teva? The Seichel searches, the Seichel can only work within its Shlita. It wants, it only works with things in its power. The Seichel is very hard to cheshbin the Oidim directly, the Oidim Bitachon, because like I said, it's something that's beyond its power. It's not the Teich, the Shlita. In, within the world of Teva, it's in Shlita. That's not beyond its, this is beyond its world. So how do you get beyond, how do you go beyond it? It's a Koyach and Koyachas and Nefesh. The Ramban in the Muda Bitachon, we call it last week, since in Barakala, when he talks about, he says someone who's not Bitach, his Lashon is, he is not Noisei, es Nafshoi, li Yisai, Mechal HaKadosh Baruch. A beautiful Lashon of the Chazon, of the Ramban. The Ban is Magir Bitachon as elevating the Nefesh. There's an ability, and that's, again, showed it last week, there's a Koyach and Koyachas and Nefesh, that a person is able to hoist himself up. He's able to pick himself up to something higher, to rely and hang on a higher source. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To hang on a higher source, that's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is holding him up. It's holding him up. And if it's holding him up, this is what he's nishan on. When he's nishan on something higher, he's leaving the Olam of Seichel. How does he do this? So the answer is, I showed this last week, that when there's a process to rely on something, a person can rely on something higher than him, higher than his Seichel, as long as he has a process. And we'll give Sima Shalom again. Yeah? A person, many times you have a yeshiva, you're learning a mesechta, you're learning a sugya. And the Yisoid, that one the Rishayim say, the Yisoid, that one of the Achrayim say, the Yisoid, that one of the Achrayim say, let's say it's Yisoid from a Barber, it's from a B'chayim, and you don't begin to understand it. Imamish have no idea what he means to say. B'chayim talks about what a shtar is, and you not only don't begin to understand what he says, you have a kasha tzuma on the B'chayim. Of a man, I said, yeah, and B'chayim remains a B'chayim. In the Hemshech of his mind, you put your kasha on the paper and you have your kasha, but you go with the Malach of B'chayim. And you build binyanim on it. You write Shtich Torah based on the Yisrael and B'chayim of the Shtar. How do you do that? I mean, your Seichel is negative. Your Seichel is going negative. How does a person do that? The answer is that there's this ability, there's this Kodech and Nefesh, which is higher than Seichel, which knows based on certain patterns, like you said, especially the certain patterns from the Bein, respect from B'chayim, you experience other times of B'chayim, you know, you feel as a fact that he's right. When a person is able to realize the Rotan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be mashim this, because the Rav talks, he says, the seven Adomim. When a person realizes the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bishoyim, and the Toyah, and the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he realizes the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in control and always has our good out, has the benefit, has our benefit in mind. So He knows, he's learned, there's a pattern in life, and the more you live with Hashem, the more you have this, the more this is familiar with you, or the more this Metzius is familiar with you, you're able to hoist yourself into that Metzius of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're relying on something which becomes something bedrock. It becomes something rock solid. It becomes something rock solid. You don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the situation. This is exactly the point. We were coming to the Kanakuda. In the Olam of Seichel, Kozman, you were relying on your Seichel. Kozman, you were relying on your Seichel. That was your Mishanet. So you have to be Mavarer. Aleph, you have to Mavarer. It has to be a core plan. You have to know exactly what the plan is. How am I going to work it out? Aleph. Beis, if there's a stira, if the situation is very bleak, if it looks 90% red, obviously I have to have some sort of answer to this pirchus. I have to have something that pacifies that says that this danger is not going to come. And if I can't do it, however, when you enter, when you know you're saying Nafshar, you enter the world of Bitachon, you hate the chof, you lift yourself off into the world of Bitachon. You lift yourself onto the world of Yad Hashem, which by the Yad Hashem is Tomit 50-50. That's the Taitra 50-50. That means what we know is 50-50. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'toy. What is the final outcome might be something that we may not understand, but Toiv is going to be. The Nekudah, the Nekudah is don't think about the outcome. If you think about the outcome, you're going sickly as dick. You're going to have to understand that it's going to have to make sense. It's going to have to be logical. It's not going to work. You have to enter the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. When you understand that process, you don't have to know the answer. It's a lady. If you feel secure, then you're in the source, in the hands of the ultimate Torah nature. How it's going to work out, you don't need to know already. You have the security. And this is the beauty of this mahal. We said you have to close the seichel. The seichel is very hard to close. The seichel. The seichel is searching for security. Once you're able to hoist yourself and elevate yourself, make the hoof to the tachin, you're substituted with a certain security that substitutes what the seichel was looking for. Yes, it's definitely tremendously difficult to go out of the keichel of seichel. We're talking about this a lot. That's the lashon of the Chazon Ish. It's very difficult to not let yourself go back to the track of Seichel, get out of the track of Seichel. But the point is, once you get to this point, this is a tremendous amount of security. It's in a chanami. It's unknown. I'm asking. But you don't have to know, because you're totally reliant. And we're still right. This is the best marshal to this. And we keep going back to this marshal, the famous marshal. Of the fear of what this is, the talking of the Chazon Ish, famous partial to a child. Support that, from the memory of the Kutim Swarm of the Kutim from Divrei Torah from the Goyim. And the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, from the Goyim. Support that thing to the Goyim on the Kapitel of Tzilin, Kufl Amar Al. Pasuk Kufl Amar Al, the Pasuk says, and Lishavisi Vidamamti Kigamul Alayimu. Says that they asked the Goyim, Eichi Betochem Hashem. They asked the Goyim, how is the Betochem supposed to be? And the Goyim's Moshul was this. The Goyim says, "For Pirush Shlomo Dovid HaMelech, Betilut." That the Moshul is Kigmul Ayimo, Kigmul Ay Nafshi. The Moshul for Betochem is always like a chinfin, infant, nursing from his mother. Kimoy Agmul Ayenik V'Shteimo Kashiyenik Da'isuvi Einoy Doig V'Tzom Alibayim Loi Malinik Achar Shoyshtai. We have to see this kama protein in this marshal. But the alibis is, and this is the marshal, a teenage also is without das. A teenage is totally taken care of. Does he know? He doesn't know. He, Taka, doesn't have das. But if David HaMelech gave this marshal for himself, and the great thing is that marshal, he's talking about a shayach by a bar das also. When a bar das is able to enter the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to know, but he feels everything is taken care of. Total security. He's totally secure. You don't know. There's a steer. You have kashas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of any kashas. It's 50-50 in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? 50-50 means that's nothing. No. You're in the hands of the one who is the ultimate good. What his rutin is the ultimate good. I don't have to now understand that. I'm guaranteed in a way. And this is what the Chazon Ish means when he says, now they have shows, you have to be mindful they have shows at all. It doesn't mean you just have to be minded to 50%. He means it's a simon. He means if you got to the point where in this bleak situation, you're still holding 50-50, it means that you got to the point you entered putting everything in the opposite, everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You enter giving everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment you get to that mokum, you give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take have a total betachin. You have like the betach that the Rambam spoke about, the slab, the rock, that the Rambam spoke about, that affords us, that holds us up, that stays fast, that stays strong. This is what betachin is. Even if you're the Chazanish, this is the Yisrael of betachin. The Yisrael of betachin is our binoscha al tishayim. You have to be able to go out of the Malach of Seichel. When you matzliach taka, to go out of the Malach of Seichel, to enter a new route, to enter a route where you're reliant on totally the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkochas Hashem. So, lose that fear and the pachad and the tiger. You feel there's a bosom, there's an anchor, there's a bedrock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to know exactly what the result is. You know, the only thing you have to do is chazak v'yamis v'yamis. Hold on to that pitochen. And that gives you the milk of the nefesh. Good.
Does anyone know who runs Rebbe's Bachar Vazim? Does anyone know who runs Rebbe's Bachar Vazim?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if there are any. Are there any?
What?
Are there any Bachar Vazim at all?
I heard Rebbe gives Bachar Vazim on Sunday.
Aren't you here?
What?
Aren't you on the line?
Okay.